Here with Sean Patton, penalty hero. Before we even get there, Sean, another clean sheet, a tense affair. We looked dead and buried a few times, but we come back to snatch the draw.
Yeah, listen, come here. At the end of the day, finals, results is all that matters, but fair play to Armagh. It was a serious battle, and they put up a serious game. They pulled 4 points ahead at one stage, and you know yourselves in Ulster games, it's hard to pull them leads back, but unbelievable performance from the boys out the pitch.
Yeah,
and pulling that back and sticking to the game plan and just working our way through it.
And Sean, obviously you have the bird's eye view of our defence team. We didn't seem to be getting the turnovers that they were at the other end of the pitch. Was there a fear that Armagh got under their groove in that game and we were chasing them in many ways, not able to stop the attacks? They were getting turnovers at one side and they seemed to be breaking through our lines at the other.
Yeah, listen, come here, when you look back at the game, when you're in the midst of the game, sometimes it's hard to pick up on certain things, but I don't think we're going to be too happy with our defensive performance today, to be 100% honest. But again, that's something to look back on another day. Getting the result was the main one for us today, but again, defensively, it's something we need to look at. They seem to score a wee bit easier than we could score against them, so it's something that we'll have to double down on and look at. And again, just moving forward into the group stages now, it's a quick turnaround, so we'll have to change our focus straight away to that. We'll enjoy it tonight and we'll enjoy the celebrations, but again, with this split season, the game's come thick and fast, so we need to get the heads down and get working towards the Tyrone game.
Yeah, and just take us into the mindset of the penalties. You know, people talk about sometimes as the best place to be a goalkeeper. You know, you just were waiting for that one poorly hit strike, Sean. You nearly got the one previous to it, and then the moment came.
Yeah, well, listen, Kamir, the pressure's not on the goalkeepers, it's pressure on the forwards to score there. You're not expected to save too many. And, you know, probably was very disappointed with their fifth penalty. Probably should have saved it, you know. And on another day, you do save that, and the game's dead and buried there. But thankfully, the next one paid off. The next one was the one I saved, thankfully. Because if we had lost the game from the one that went underneath me, I don't think I would have been sleeping too easily for the next couple of weeks. But thankfully, all that matters is we won. And fair play to the boys, the composure they showed throughout the whole game and on the penalties, it was absolutely fantastic.
And were they hitting penalties on your training? Was that something?
No, it's not something we worked too much on, to be honest. Hey, I was unbelievably impressed how composed the lads were. They were slotting them in the bottom corner, left, right and centre. It was unbelievable. And Blaine Hughes is a great goalkeeper. He's a hard goalkeeper to beat. He saved the penalty against Farrell up in Armagh early in the year. But thankfully, we came out on the right side of it today.